Good morning, this is Arian Bella with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, Queensland Council reports that new laws are behind a 150% increase into the amount of dogs being euthanised. Data found in the Right to Information request published by the Sunshine Coast Council reported it euthanised 32 dogs the year prior to the new law introduced in 2024, with it then jumping to 82 after the implementation. Introduced due to high-profile attacks, the law made it a requirement for a dog to be euthanised if it was already declared dangerous, menacing, or a restricted breed. The figures showed this trend continued in the following 12 months, with 101 dogs put down last year. The council states it is legally required to comply with these provisions. However, data shows that not all euthanasia procedures are directly linked to dogs deemed dangerous or who have had a history of attacks. With more than 1,400 recorded attacks in Brisbane, the council said only a quarter of the deaths were linked to destructive orders.
The Queensland government is facing criticism after more than 580 affordable homes were moved from two major southeast Queensland housing developments. Deputy Premier Jared Blighy requested developers scrap affordable housing requirements from projects at Robina and Merrimack on the Gold Coast and at Lutwyche in Brisbane. Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate says the state must explain how it plans to replace the lost affordable housing, warning many essential workers are struggling to find a place to live. Mr. Blighy has defended the decision, arguing that removing mandates will speed up construction and increase overall housing supply. The opposition and housing advocates have criticized the move, saying affordable housing targets are necessary in areas facing severe housing shortages.
And in national news, in North Lutuwita, also known as Tasmania, more than 100 Aboriginal artefacts have been recovered due to development for a new path. This is due to one of Tasmanian government's agency giving permission to build the path on a Trevelyan Reserve, an area with 11 listed sites of cultural significance. An Aboriginal Heritage Tasmania spokesperson said the Park and Wildlife Service sought advice from their archaeologists before starting work on the path. Quote, advice was provided that works could proceed without the need for a permit and a formal consultation, the spokesperson said. Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre CEO Rebecca Digney said that the reserve frequented by runners, walkers, cyclists and pet owners had been occupied by generations of First Nations people and the gully would have served as a safe haven during colonisation. And now, that space is still used in the area's Aboriginal community as an outdoor classroom to pass on knowledge passed down to them. A 2021 review of the state's 1975 Aboriginal Heritage Act Fund found the Act itself does not provide effective mechanisms for protection, nor adequately consider the significance of Aboriginal heritage in the context of Aboriginal culture. The report stated this will be a central issue in the consultation progress on any new Aboriginal heritage legislation. A draft of the new Aboriginal Heritage Bill is now open for public consultation.
The Therapeutic Goods Association has cracked down on unapproved peptide products, naming them a priority at focus area as the increase in advertising and imports of the unlawful drugs is posing a risk to consumer safety. Unregulated peptides are used as performance-enhancing drugs and have exploded in popularity on social media, with users promoting their supposed benefits for health and beauty. The regulator issued a safety alert in April warning illegal peptides posed a significant public health risk, and recently specialists have voiced concern over the potential cancer risks that are associated with the unregulated skin-tanning people peptide melatonin 2. The TGA said going forward its response to the importation, supply, and advertising of unlawful peptides may include product seizures, infringement notices, and civil or criminal penalties where appropriate.
And in international news, thought we'd found the entirety of our arborist friends? Think again. Found on the island of Taiwan, the heaven sword, scientific name Taiwana cryptomerioides, is reported to be the tallest tree in East Asia, measuring at a whopping 84.1 metres tall. Belonging to an ancient cypress species, the tree and its methods of its discovery were described in a new study published in a scientific journal released by Frontiers. Being five times the height of Queensland's big pineapple, the giant tree has the ability to create its own unique ecosystem. According to lead author and forest ecologist Rebecca Su, these trees provide unique habitats for many creatures. You can see flying squirrels. They sleep and play up there. With its ability to store as much carbon as a whole stand of mid-sized trees, this giant has stood tall for over 100 million years and serves as a vital organ in the planet's pulmonary system.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a chance of rain. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band.
And that is all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.